This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
All right, everybody. Welcome to hour number two of USAprepares.com. This is Rich Sheban sitting in for Vince Fennelli today, and I'm going solo. So what I ended up with before the midterm break, if you will, was I was into healthcare. So I'm going to finish up. I'm already starting to delete articles and interviews because of time. But I'm going to try and speed it up a little bit because people need information. We're in an information war. And like we always say, don't believe a word we say. Read, research, verify. And when you do that, when you change your behavior, you're just going to be healthier because you're going to be more disciplined because you're going to have more information. And then when you're in that state of mind, that's when you get to help other people. And that's what it's really about. Okay, going back to healthcare here, folks, and then I'm going to jump into economics quickly, and then I have so many more articles. FDA admits Pfizer jab linked to blood clotting, including in the elderly, but will do nothing about it. I want you to think about how damaging. There's no accountability, folks. I want you to remember the theme of today. Okay, it was a little wordy, but basically lowering the bars of standards and qualifications for a job, corruption, treason, unconstitutional behaviors, no accountability, and you can't leave out stupidity and grifters. That's the era we live in today. Next, this is very disturbing data. It's from Ed Dowd, he's a genius when it comes to numbers. He does the homework, and he's got the receipts to prove it. He just doesn't come up with this out of the blue. He's on a lot of different alternative media venues. Now, and this is an update from December 29th, just a few days ago, today, 7,500 Americans are being killed or disabled every day from the vaccine. I want you to think about what I just said. 7,500 Americans killed or disabled every day after the vaccine. Now, people, when I repeat something, it's not to be condescending to the listeners. It's because some of this information is in such awe, and I could speak about each one of these articles for an hour. I don't have the time because I feel it's worth, if there's one topic, one article that signals a wake-up in people, because that's what we're trying to do at this point in stage in history, is wake up as many people as possible. But we use facts. We use evidence, proof, and truth, and not propaganda, lies, false flags, gaslighting, and things of that nature. Okay, so just keep that in mind, folks. Hopefully that's an article that if you're thinking about getting a booster, you won't. Hopefully that's an article that you'll say to your loved ones, your family, don't get any more. Hopefully that's an article that will make you read and research about how you can deal with these spike proteins, with these lipid nanoparticles, with this mRNA technology that's in our bodies. Okay, moving on. House COVID coordinator says masks don't work. Of course they don't, but they're going to push it anyway because they want submissive conformity. They want to make you change your behaviors by fear porn. And, of course, what they really want to do is give anonymity to their corrupt counterparts. parts, whether it be in any institution, organization, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, to create murder, rape, and mayhem and have anonymity from accountability. Okay, moving on. Study, 9 times increased rate of myocarditis in males after the mRNA booster. Next, science finally admits that artificial sweeteners can cause sudden death. Look, I have an acronym. You've heard me say this many times for your regular listeners. It's called SARP, Synthetic, Artificial, Refined, and Processed. Can you keep away from all that 100%? Good luck. It ain't going to happen. But if you can be cognitively aware of that, but keep in mind, this is part of the PSYOP. They're going to say this causes sudden death, that causes sudden. Do you remember that one article I gave? I mean, this shows how dumb they think the people are. People were dying in sports stadiums, and they were blaming it on the heart attack from the referee whistle. Remember that? This is how dumb they think you are. So you're going to hear about more things causing murder and havoc and mayhem and just overall destruction because they don't want to pin it on the vaccines. That's called aiding and abetting murder. There's no other way to say it, folks. Kathy Hochul, she's the installed governor of New York, is legalizing human composting. Think about that. What's the purpose of that? To desensitize death? To spread disease? Toxic disease? It's very interesting. You're going to love these, folks. I hope you're sitting down for this. If anybody's drinking coffee, please take a moment to swallow or your orange juice. I don't want any messes. Time magazine has just declared that exercise is white supremacy. Yes, that pause was for effect, folks. You can't get any more stupider than that. We are in a position in history right now, whether it be nutrition, whether it be vitamins or any supplements or exercise, it's a balance. You have to work on your immune system right now, and it's going to take that balance. It's not one thing. It's not even just exercise. Exercise is just a part of it. You got to do it all because of what we're being bombarded with AI, bio weapons, with the synthetic food, with everything. SARP, Synthetic Artificial Refined and Processed. Next, the Times doesn't get any less dumber here, folks. New York Times attacks heightism, calls to mate with short people to save the earth. I swear to God, I know it sounds like I'm making this stuff up, people. I know it sounds like I'm auditioning for to be a comedy writer for a sitcom, but I promise you, I am not. This is impossible to believe, but this is how dumb they think we all are. Kamala Harris demands COVID tests for anyone over 2 years old for the Senate swearing-in photo op. This is all part of the PSYOP, folks. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. And the people who don't read and research and verify eventually give up and say, oh, okay, I'll do it. Next, child-jabbing Aussie physician drops dead after taking the very same COVID injections he pushed on kids. I know what you're thinking. Everybody's thinking the word karma. I don't disagree, but when someone who considers themselves to be a physician and they're too basically intellectually lazy to do the hard reading, research, verification, and have uncomfortable conversations with their patients, they shouldn't be a physician. Again, that's not being a good physician. Just like that little rant I went on, being a good FBI or intelligence agency person, being a good teacher. And I put it all in context. If you don't say anything, because your job and your paycheck and your pension is more important to you, if you don't say anything because you were too intellectually lazy to do reading and research, is that karma? I know most people are thinking that word. but we need to change our behaviors. Next, Lancet. You remember Lancet? I think they came out with a study basically bashing hydroxychloroquine. But basically, this was a supposed monkey pox study in women. Now, just to give a little context, we've given quite a few articles about monkeypox, and the articles, the authors are saying this was a male homosexual disease for the most part. Well, guess what? Half of the women in this study were actually men. Guess what the title of this article is titled? Clown World. Can't make this stuff up, folks. Next, a judge allows Democrats to kidnap a child to California for the gender-bending medical treatment. And basically, the father is, rightly so, he's going absolutely crazy. All right, I got to move on here. I really would love to tackle that one. An 18-year-old mega-vax UK thought working out caused his shoulder pain, but he was diagnosed with a rare blood cancer. Folks, it's not just heart attacks and strokes. It's not just brain aneurysms and lung embolisms. Anything to do with your immune system, cancers, everything's going through the roof right now. Next. Watchdog demands Congress stop funding Wuhan lab responsible for COVID-19. Next, former NFL player Uche Nwaneri, pardon the pronunciation, folks, who called to jail unvaccinated people, dies suddenly at 38. And Twitter file reveals social media platform rigged the COVID debate and was complicit in deaths. That's called aiding and abetting and murder, folks. There's no other way to put it. So you have to realize what is going on here. Pardon me, I got my buddy sanding my driveway. Anyway, we have to call it out like it is, folks. And what it really is lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Because everybody, every baby in the forest knows at this point that these are AI bioweapons, half biology and half technological. That's just because we've been saying it, but because everybody pretty much on the alternative media, the new media, whatever you want to call us, is saying it. Okay, here I'm going to say, I'm going to talk about economics, and I'm going to shortcut, and I've already deleted a bunch of articles because of time, because I have so much information I want to share with you. Biden's DOJ is hiding hundreds of Hunter Biden and James Biden's records on China's gifts. Think about it. This is why they project. Remember, President Trump was a Russian spy. They made everything up from the P dossier to, it was proven Hillary and the DNC paid for a lot of this crap. All made up. But when we have information and proof that the DOJ is hiding hundreds of Hunter Biden and James Biden records on China gifts, not just China, but other countries as well. Think about this, folks. I mean, if this was a normal republic, a normal America, these people would be arrested for treason, for sedition. Okay, more than 100 power grid attacks took place in the United States from January to August, breaking this nation's record for power grid attacks. Folks, this is planned. This is all part of it. To make you cold, to make you die. It has nothing to do with global warming. Nothing at all. It's been proven to be a hoax. I've shared articles with you from the UN back in 1972.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
All right, folks. I'm going to rip out a bunch of economic news here, and I'm deleting articles during the break because, and I'm going to try to limit my comments here. I know it's impossible with some of these articles, but I'm going to try to speed it up a little bit. German government wants remote control of your heat and your car charger. These are all beta tests to see what you're going to put up with, folks, okay? It's all part of the consolidation of power, money, and control. Biden reopens welfare department for legal immigration. This is basically a Cloward and Piven style of making everybody break. The government falls apart. The money's worthless. Basically, more murder, rape, mayhem, things of that nature. Next, Goldman CEO says big job cuts are coming. And how do we know that? Because we've given a lot of those articles in the past several months. Actually, past year. Joe Biden cheers historic year. Record crime, record inflation, record illegal immigration, record gas prices, and the worst stocks since who knows when. Depending on what you read, it could be as late as like 1871. I'm not kidding you. Next, and the only reason it hasn't collapsed, folks, is because the top wealthy people, basically the top 7, maybe 10%, own the great majority of the stocks. Okay, Pelosi raises the salary cap for House staffers, which you're going to pay for, by the way, $212,100, as Bidenflation is destroying American families where they can't even afford to buy a house, they can't afford to buy food, they can't afford to save for retirement. So she's giving paper pushers this huge raise to – it's called bribery, folks. It's called that you're willing to sell out. They've been psychologically profiled and willing to take the money for their own personal gain to throw you under the bus. $3 million to watch hamsters fight on steroids. $2.1 million to tell Ethiopians to wear shoes. Wait for it. Wait for it. Three crack pipes. This is just some examples in the 1.7 omnibus bill, folks. Can't make this stuff up. I know it sounds like I'm auditioning for a sitcom writer, but I promise you these are all published articles in the public domain. 18 Republicans voted to give $11.3 billion to the FBI to target domestic extremists and build the FBI a new multi-million dollar facility. So the domestic extremists are getting paid by you to target patriots who want to follow the Constitution and the rule of law. You just can't make up this stuff in history that's going on today, folks. McConnell and Senate Republican agreed to $1.7 trillion spending bill with $45 billion going to Ukraine. And there's a clause in there where you can't challenge stolen elections. Read it. Don't believe me? Read it. By the way, no one in Congress read it. That's how they do it, folks. They give them plausible deniability. They give them this in the last few hours. They put a big pile in front of them and say, we're going to pass this in a few hours. That's how they do it. And everybody plays dumb and gets paid under the table. GOP sellouts gave Biden regime $11 million to target gun owners in the omnibus bill. Think about that, folks. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, what they're doing is committing treason on a daily basis. Biden administration uses taxpayer money to pay foreign reporters to promote climate alarmism around the world. It's documented. It's on paper. If you still believe that, please send me a check, and I will send you a virtual bridge. Next, DOJ is concealing 400 pages of sensitive documents laying bare payoffs and gifts to Hunter and Jim Biden. I touched on that already earlier. Unbelievable, folks. The whole system is corrupt to the bone. Cops are finally arresting. They've arrested five Antifa members and charged them with domestic terrorism. But what about the summer of love? What about the billions of dollars of people being murdered, raped, and mayhem, and all these billions of dollars of damages to homes and businesses in these blue areas? What about those? We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. With 5 minutes and 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter of last night's Monday night football game between the Bengals and the Bills, 24-year-old Bills safety DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. DeMar remains in critical condition. NFL expert Adam Schefter on ESPN Monday night, shortly after the game was postponed for another day.
Where someone's hurt, yeah. An ambulance comes on the field, and it never, ever gets less chilling or less jarring, ever. And when it's on a platform like this, a stage like this, and you see that happen, it's awful. It's awful.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, was making final concessions Monday to convince the GOP leadership to gain more support ahead of Tuesday's vote for Speaker of the House. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my.
When you got
me, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, folks, we appreciate you being here today, the last half hour of the broadcast. One last economic piece of news, 38% decrease in home sales. Look, there's a big, it's part of the great debate. Do you own, do you rent? There's so many things that it's not just interest rates, and we realize that the bottom 93% doesn't buy homes. They buy payments. So there's so many things you got to think about, savings, down payment, existing debt, future cash flow. Do you want to retire or not? Covenants, do they have HOAs? Do you have your own well? How do you want to hone your skill sets with self-sufficiency? Then I prefer land, privacy. see animals, garden, woodlots. You know, is it a conventional loan? I mean, there's so many things. You got to know, if you, when you buy land, you got to think outside the box. I'm not a big proponent of living in a neighborhood, so to speak, in a developed neighborhood where you're living on, you know, like a third of an acre or something. You know, I'm a proponent of living on some land, and I always say 20 to 40 acres, where you can have animals, you can have a woodlot, you can have a garden, you can have privacy, you can have certain things. So it depends on your desire on how you live. But it, but there's so many, it's not just a debate own versus rent. You got to think about all that stuff and more. And I'm going to say more because I need to move on. Okay, Davos 2023 will feature BlackRock and TikTok CEOs with World Economic Forum, demanding more censorship and tyranny. Social media is surveillance. Platforms like Facebook and Twitter are infested with federal agents from the CIA and FBI. That's correct. The U.S. government was actually paying Twitter to censor other people. You can't look, social media, folks, is a self-incrimination platform. Plus, what they call news is not. It's propaganda. It's manipulation. So when you are going on some type of social media platform and you're saying, oh, this person's my friend, you're basically setting yourself up and them up to possibly even be blackmailed. What if Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, and Sue is your friend, and they're in big debt? And the FBI comes up to them and says, hey, what can you give me on this person? And they sell you out. This stuff happens all the time. Get off of social media and read research and verify. And hone your skill sets on self-sufficiency. It's a lot more productive than being on these social media platforms. Okay. Chief Justice Roberts says his UN messages was focusing on judges' security. And he says that judges shouldn't live in fear. And Katie Lake files a petition to transfer historic election challenge directly to Arizona Supreme Court. Look, Kerry, I've given tons of information on how you won this election. It was total, absolute fraud. Total, absolute fraud. And this person that they're installing as Arizona governor laughed at the Constitution when she was sworn in an illegitimate service. Kerry, can't you see that, look, all of you people won, Masters, all of them, Fincham, all of them. But everything is corrupt. The judges, you know, Roberts is talking about judges shouldn't live in fear, but judges, you're not doing your job. How about the Brunson case? How about election fraud? How about the FBI and intelligence collusion and election tampering? How about corruption and collusion from regarding the deep state between government and big corporations and technology? How about a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in? I mean, I was literally told, judges, by 30 attorneys, a couple of them, that I couldn't sue because I didn't have group self-pity points or victim group status. Is that what you want to hang your hat on? Do you call that virtuous? Do you call that doing your job? How about Hunter Biden's laptop, judges? How about the non-existent borders, judges? How about all this legal and normalization of pedophilia? And Maxwell, basically, where's her and Epstein's black book, judges? How about all the excess deaths from the vaccine, judges? And you shouldn't live in fear? You guys are a bunch of traitors. You're a bunch of cowards. Next, federal prosecutors looking into GOP Congressman-elect George Santos' public filings because he embellished on his resume. Oh, my God. How about Pocahontas Warren? How about all the Joe Biden lies? What's his name? Who's that guy who said he fought in Vietnam? Was that Blumenthal or something? I can't even remember. I mean, oh, my God, do you know how many articles we've given about lies and embellishment and propaganda from politicians? Holy smokes, get rid of all there's a few I put on that list. MTG, Bulbert, Howley, Rand Paul. I mean, there's a few good ones, but not many. Okay, folks, I got to remember, I'm looking at the clock here. Just a reminder, the theme of today is lowering the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for a job, corruption, treason, unconstitutional behavior, no accountability, and basically stupidity and grifting. So here we go. The Virgin Islands filed a lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase. Basically, do you remember this? Alleging that the bank illicitly profited from Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking of minors. Guess what happened? The brave AG who did the file for this just got fired. She got fired. Truth, facts, proof, evidence means nothing in America today, folks. Zero. Nada. Zip. Okay, I got to move on here. Stanford University releases list of harmful and racist words to eliminate, including the word American, grandfather, long time no see. You can't make this stuff up. When you eliminate the word American, what these people are basically saying is that we had over a million combat soldiers die in vain for our country. That's what they're saying. Next. Twitter files reveal laptop from hell censorship was orchestrated by the security state. No duh. How many articles have we given on that? Soros-funded front groups played key role in Twitter's censorship of bombshell Hunter Biden story, including the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation, too. Look, these NGOs, mostly controlled by these people, need to go. George Soros nonprofits gave millions to anti-police groups in 2021 because they want to bring in the same thing Germany did. They take people out of prison and they make them the SS Gestapo. That's what they get rid of the good and bring in the bad. Next, we won't blindly fund the FBI after Twitter file revelations, says, who's that guy running for the speaker right now? That's who's McCarthy. That's what he said. Don't you think he's saying these things because he wants to be speaker? Apparently the vote is today. I don't know if it occurred yet. Probably not. But we'll see what happens. Next, Hollywood lost more than $500 billion in market value in 2022 because no one believes them. They're all subliminal messages. They're all Hegelian dialect. It's all propaganda and professional wordsmithing. It's all BS. That's the best category to put it under, BS. FBI interfered in two straight elections. Of course. Did you hear about the woman arrested in England? She was quietly standing outside an abortion clinic. The crime was because she was possibly praying in her mind. You can't, a thought crime. Yeah, I know it sounds like I'm interviewing for a comedy hour. I promise you I'm not. Next, Scientific American, telling a black woman to lose weight is racist. Targeting people by their skin pigmentation shade, by the gender they identify as, by their sexual orientation. When you tell them that they can lower the bars of standards, expectations, and qualifications for anything, never mind their health or a job, you can't get more racist than that. Trump rips Biden's effort to weaken U.S. citizenship tests. Basically, he's saying we should make citizen tests more responsible. Biden's lowering the bars of standards and expectations for the test. Biden regime is gagging immigration and custom officials so they can't divulge just how bad the border are. Well, if you're true American, folks, you would divulge it because you need to put truth before your paycheck and your pension. Next, Paul Ryan was in on it. Speaker Ryan knew the DOJ was spying on Representative Nunes and his staff, and he allowed it to happen. Look, this is espionage, folks. This is treason. This is sedition. It's happening every day in D.C. Radio host leaves after Soros-backed takeover of Hispanic radio stations. They want to silence and censor Hispanic conservative voices. Folks, as long as you you're willing to sell your small business, who do you think is going to buy it? People who want to destroy your willingness to live. Your kids and grandkids, when you sell your business because of deep pockets coming in, you're selling out your country. You're selling out future generations. I'm telling you right now. Secret back channel between FTX and White House closed the day after FTX filed for bankruptcy. What a coincidence. Are you shocked? Nope, I'm not. Katie Hobbs sworn into office, I referred to this earlier, at illegitimate private ceremony, breaks out in laughter when asked if she's going to support the Constitution. What does that translate to? It translates basically that she says that over a million combat soldiers who died for this country died in vain. That's what that means. No respect at all. Next, trending on the internet explodes after image of creepy Joe Biden was groping Zelensky's butt goes viral. You can't, I know this sounds like a comedy routine, I promise you, I saw the picture. He was groping, cupping Zelensky's butt. You can't make this stuff up, folks. General Mark Milley hid new codes from Trump and had secret calls with Chinese defense officials, and then surrendered $80 billion of U.S. weapons. What does that call, folks? In one word, treason. Treason. National Guard informs troops last paycheck before Christmas will be late because the Biden administration wants to send billions of dollars to Ukraine. I'm just ripping through here, folks. World Economic Forum cancels Twitter, directs followers to Chinese social media apps. That's because Twitter is now telling the truth. Thank you, Elon Musk. I know you're a fan of transhumanism and brain chips, but what you're doing right now is very patriotic. Thank you. Next, poll. Voters want Republicans to release tax returns of Democrats who voted to release Trump's. We should start with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. Absolutely. Gingrich says the Biden administration is the most corrupt and dangerous executive branch in American history. Think about that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. This is the last segment of the broadcast. I want to thank you very much for being on board with us today. And I am just going to rip out as many articles as I can, the bullet points. And please pay attention to how low the bars of standards have gotten in the United States of America. It's very disturbing. Undermanned U.S. military now accepting ADHD and other behavioral challenging individuals. Biden keeps Philip Washington as his choice for FAA commissioner despite his pending criminal corruption case. The bars of standards cannot get any lower in America, folks. U.S. ordered media not to report on Hunter Biden laptop stories. The government orders the media. Does this sound like Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Lenin-type era that we're living in here? Next, DHS releases into 1,400 illegal alien convicts into the U.S. Releases in less than 3 months. Not making this stuff up, folks. Very disturbing. Rachel Levine demands big tech companies censor misinformation about gender-affirming care for children, despite all these children taking drugs and committing suicide. But that don't matter, because I've given these articles. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried, or fraud, out on bail. Bankman made 4 White House visits in 2022. 4. Now, folks, we all know that this is money laundering outfit. We all know that they're hiding crimes. This is why they're getting away with literal, you can categorize it any way you want. House Republicans locate emails and text messages implicating Pelosi and failed January 6th security operation. Oh, my God. House Republicans find text and email evidence that Pelosi staffers secretly on January 6th, and Pelosi organized film crew day. I think her daughter or son or something like that was part of it. Folks, if this was a legitimate government, these people would be in prison. New book exposed by ex-Capitol Police Chief confirms GOP's report on Pelosi's culpability for January 6th and reveals FBI DHS. You can't make... knew for weeks about a planned attack. Are you here? This was a setup. These prisoners need to be released yesterday. These people in Congress need to go to prison yesterday. I mean, see... facts, evidence, proof, and truth mean nothing in this country anymore. Ray Epps' January 6th committee testimony was released. He admitted, quote, "I was in the front. I also orchestrated it." It's admitted. He's caught. But yet they don't want... look at all this on video. He said, "Oh, we need to go into the Capitol. We need to go." And people in the background are yelling, "Fed, Fed, Fed." This facts, proof, evidence, and truth mean nothing in America today, folks. Zero, zip, nada. President Trump on the January 6th committee report, the hoax committee, they didn't address the election or the role of federal agents. Well, we just did. We've been addressing it for a very long time. And when I say we, I don't just mean USAPrepares.com. I mean the independent alternative new media, whatever you want to call us. Okay, let's talk about a little tyranny abroad here. Aussie cops demand public rat out neighbors who are anti-government or believe COVID-19 conspiracy theory. Do you know how many thousands of articles and interviews and bullet points from those articles and interviews that are published in the public domain that we have given you, the listeners, on this being an AI bioweapon, on the murder, on the disabilities? Do you remember one of the articles we gave today from Ed Dowd? Per day, 7,500 people in America are dying or being disabled from the jab. 7,500. And here's another... a little bit of tyranny from abroad, even though some of you might not consider Canada abroad, but Trudeau made an announcement. He says he's going to decide which guns are too dangerous, basically dishonoring Canada's charter and ability to protect yourself, your loved ones, and your home. I want you to think about what's going on. People, the bottom line, as I've mentioned many times, in many different ways, the context, the message, the common denominator is people aren't doing their job. And if they're with a government employee or big corporations, they are literally being psychologically profiled, send you under the bus for their own personal gain. No one's doing their job. We gotta start calling a spade, America. And to the rest of the world who's listening, we appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you next time.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.